Thanks for listening to Access Utah. A Utah nonprofit is leading a campaign against a nationwide fast food chain. They claim that Carl's Jr. This advertising campaign featuring bikini-clad women eating fast food chains' burgers in a seductive manner is objectifying women. This is harmful to women and men, and they are pushing back with a boycott. They're urging people to boycott Carl's Jr. They realize that this isn't going to shut down the burger chain, but they want to start a conversation. And we're contributing to that conversation today on Access Utah. We're talking with Lexi Kite. She, along with her sister, holds a doctorate degree from the University of Utah. Her sister Lindsay and her run a nonprofit called Beauty Redefined. You can look at that at beautyredefined.org. They're using the hashtags #CutTheCarls and #MoreThanMeat as digital rallying points. We have with us as well in studio Candy Carter Olson, who's assistant professor of media and society. She's also on the Commission on the Status of Women for the Association for Education and Journalism and Mass Communication. We'd love to get your feelings on this. Maybe you have a personal experience. Growing up as a woman and seeing these images, did that do a number on you, as it does for many young women? Maybe you're a young man who loves the Carl's Jr. ads. Want to push back on what some of the things we've been saying. Anything you'd like to say, we'd love to have your comments at 1-800-826-1495. That's 1-800-826-1495. You can email us, upraccess@gmail.com. And if you use that hashtag, #CutTheCarls, tweet will come to us, and we get that on the air. So, Alexi, kind of, I want to have you talk a little bit about your sister Lindsay's experiences. But before I do that, I wonder if you worry that this old adage that any publicity is good publicity, and that Carl's Jr. will just sell more hamburgers based on your pushback. One of the comments I thought was kind of clever in the Salt Lake Tribune. It was very simple. It just said, "Dear Beauty Redefined, thank you so much," signed Carl's Jr. That's the sort of sentiment. Do you worry about that?
No. I think that, Carl's Jr. could very well continue on with this forever. And what we know through teaching media literacy across the country and hopefully the world one day is that, for the most part, we might not ever change media. Media is profit-driven and ever-powerful. And they are looking for, shocking images and reactions. They are trying to get press. That is obviously what Carl's Jr. is doing. But what we can do and what we do have control over is our own individual lives and our own circles of influence. When we take to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, do whatever we can to speak up, our circles of influence are huge. And we get the opportunity to be a powerful force for good in our own lives and the lives of, those people that we have and have not met that can talk back to these things. And so, if we give Carl's Jr. some bad press and they think it's good press, that's fine by me. But there are thousands of people on board this fight that thought they were alone. And we have gotten more of the most amazing, supportive, positive comments and emails than I could fathom, because there are so many people that thought they were alone, that thought they were just that they were just a little too sensitive or they were jealous. But it's not true. There's a lot more to this than jealousy and sensitivity, a whole lot more.
So I'd like to have you, and we're getting some beeps. I don't know, Lexi, you might be getting an incoming call or something, but I'd like to have you tell me about, and you can find this, by the way, if you're listening and want to see this, on Beauty Redefined, and go to About Us. Lindsay, Lexi's sister, gives some of her history with some of these problems and why she got into these issues. And I think, Lexi, you share these sentiments. So she was a swimmer. And that was great. She enjoyed the competition, but very early on, I don't know at what age, she started being very conscious of her body, went, in front of a full-length mirror and was trying to look at any blemish, and was very consumed by that. In her journal, she shares this post: "I hate myself. I've gained 4 pounds in the last 2 weeks. Not exaggerating one bit, too." And she goes on. I wonder if you talk a bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. My sister and I grew up competitively swimming, and that was great because we were using our bodies as instruments, and we were good. And it allowed us to, really be able to be active and be healthy. But the bad part about swimming is that you're in a swimsuit, and when you're on deck, there are people watching, and we were at swim meets every weekend. And Lindsay and I, very early on, about age 8, started getting really self-conscious of what we looked like while we were swimming. And Lindsay wrote in her journal that she was so scared that she was gaining weight and it's all she thinks about. And I was writing the same things. We write about the fact that all of our friends were suffering alone as well. Nobody was talking to each other about it, but all of us were so consumed with what we looked like from the outside. And my own research in self-objectification shows how that self-objectifying tendency really gets in the way of everything else. Our ability to, you know, excel in academics, reading comprehension, math tests, I don't care what it is, also our physical abilities. And Lindsay and I found that to so much be the case. And, you know, the thing that turned it all around was at Utah State University. We were 18 years old. We were journalists, and we were taking a required class from Brenda Cooper and Ted Pease, who we just love so much, amazing professors. And they talked to us in Media Smarts about the ability to really, you know, critically read and comprehend media. You know, we teach our kids how to critically read and understand classic literature, but they are surrounded by media, and nobody is teaching them that this is profit-driven, that every image and message they're getting, unless it's, you know, public radio or BBC or PBS, everything they're getting is profit-driven. And so much of it is designed to incite insecurities. And the second Lindsay and I sat in that classroom, I remember my heart started pounding faster. I got goosebumps. And Lindsay did too. We had a very twin-like experience of really coming to understand that we were capable of more than being looked at. But all of these cultural messages we had been receiving told us otherwise for so long. And it was a very inspirational and freeing feeling to realize that we could be more and that maybe we had an important work to do to try to figure out how we could help teach everybody else that there was more to life than just what you looked like, even though that's not a message you would hear very many other places. And Beauty Redefined began from there.
Candy Carter Olson, I'm going to quote from a blog post here. Mm-hmm. It's hopefully for this gentleman's sake. He's trying to be a little provocative. I mean, the title will give you the idea. And apologize ahead of time, Lexi. This is Doug Giles. Dear Mormon chicks, why don't you stop boycotting Carl's Jr.'s and boycott Islam? So he goes on. And he kind of goes off in that direction. One of the things he said, though, somewhat resonated, and I'll have you respond to this, Candy. He says, Earth to Matilda, ads are supposed to make us feel bad about ourselves. They're supposed to make us feel fat, ugly, stupid, lazy, driving the wrong car, et cetera, so that we'll, you know, go out and buy the products. Marketing 101. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that?
He has a point, and that's exactly, I currently teach Media Smarts now, Lexi. And, you know, that's one of the things we teach in that class is media has a commercial emphasis to it. It has to make you feel that there is some kind of deficit in your life or else they can't sell to you. But you don't have to buy. That's what Lexi and Lindsay are trying to get across here. You don't have to buy. You have the power to say no. You have the power to turn away and walk away. You have the power to speak up and say, hey, Carl's Jr., you're disgusting. You don't have to just sit there and just say, okay, now I feel bad about myself. Guess I'll go buy something. That's what our entire culture is about. So why aren't they fighting Islam? Well, it's not. We're fighting our culture here, too. And that is a real problem in our culture that we need to speak up and say, media has a commercial aspect to it, and you don't have to buy. No matter what the rest of the culture says, you don't have to buy. And buying will not make you happy.
Mm. By the way, if you just joined us, we're talking about those racy Carl's Jr.'s ads, bikini-clad models selling hamburgers. And the organization Beauty Redefined, it's been set up by twin sisters, Lindsay and Lexi Kite. They live in Utah. They both hold doctorate degrees from the University of Utah focusing on issues surrounding women's body image and media influence. And they're urging a boycott. They're using hashtags Cut the Carls and More Than Meat. We're talking about objectification of women and media and related topics today. And you can join us at 1-800-826-1495. The email is upraxis@gmail.com, and you can join us on Twitter as well. You can use that hashtag Cut the Carls. So, Lexi Kite, you said earlier that you don't expect Carl's Jr. to change. You'd probably continue doing their ads. But I think what you want people to do is consume media very critically, as Candy has just been saying. So what would you say? How should those conversations go if you're talking to your kids or your spouse or your friends? What should we do? Turn off the commercial? Have a conversation about it? What to do?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of ways to go about this. The first one is, you know, when you're looking critically at media, when we see an ad like a Carl's Jr. ad that will come up during morning hours when your children are watching TV, when you're getting ready in the morning, they will see it. And the perfect thing you could do would be to, you know, if they see it, they see it. Shut off the TV and say, let's talk about this. Guess what Carl's Jr. is doing? And you could say, I actually read what their, you know, chief executive officer said. This is what Andrew Puzder, I think his last name is, said. He said, when any woman complains about Carl's Jr., he says, you aren't our target demographic. We care about 18 to 35-year-old men. The people we wanted to target were young, hungry guys. We target hungry guys, and we get young kids that want to be young, hungry guys. So listen to the ethics of this man. Media, so much of it, isn't run with really amazing ethics, and we can talk to our kids about that. You can talk to your kids about whether they want to be one of those young, hungry kids that Andrew gets, you know, to join the fight to objectify women from every angle. We can really speak up. Another really awesome way to bring media literacy home is to go on a media fast with your family. So I would say take at least 3 days and do whatever you can to stay away from as much media as possible. That means probably deleting the social media apps on your phone if you have to, because it is just such a habit to go to it. And stay away. And as you are away from media for just a few days, you will quickly become resensitized to the things that hurt you, to the lies that we are sold from every angle that we don't always see because they become so normal and so invisible in our lives. And then when you return to media, you suddenly have more power than you knew you had to unsubscribe, to unlike, to delete, to turn away from images and messages that don't make you feel awesome about yourself. Another thing I would say is that in terms of media literacy, we know that while women don't, you know, make the most money in every household, we do control the pocketbooks in the household. Some studies show women spend as much as 86% of all the money that comes into every household, to every family. And that means that advertisers are targeting women. They target women in so many ways, but one of those ways is by inciting insecurities about our bodies and by teaching us again and again that we are bodies first and foremost, to be looked at, to be used for others' viewing pleasure. And we can fight back against that. I know we can.
Okay, we're going to take another break, but Candy, I know you wanted to respond to...
Quick, I was just going to say in response to the media fast, I think that media fast is something that is done over and over and over again, and kids become desensitized to it. So another way to approach that is some studies show that we, depending on who you listen to, you could be exposed to anywhere from 2,000 to up to 4,500, 5,000-ish ads every single day. So what I make my students do is take out a notebook. And every time they encounter an ad, whether it's on social media or wherever they are, they have to note it down. And by the end of the day, a lot of them are like, I just holed up in my room. I couldn't do it anymore. I was just overwhelmed. I had to turn off the TV. And I was like, that was not the point of that exercise. But it's really good for students to see just how commercial their lives are when they had never even thought about it.
Yeah, those are good suggestions. Let's take another break. When we come back, we have an email from Glenn. By the way, we're having problems with our phones, so we apologize for that. We've had several people try to get through on the phone line. I'm told that we have a phone problem today. We'll try to get that fixed. So we'd love to have you respond to the program. Love to get your response, your idea, your comment, your question. So we'd ask you to do that through email, if you could, upraccess@gmail.com, upraccess@gmail.com. We promise we'll get that on. And we'll allow follow-up as well if you'd like to email back as well. So apologize for that phone problem. Reach us at upraccess@gmail.com for today, upraccess@gmail.com. More with Lexi Kite with Beauty Redefined and with Candy Carter-Olson from Utah State University on this Carl's Jr. ad and all related issues following the break.
On NPR News, it's all about the story.
People can surprise you anytime. the people behind movies, books, and music.
Music is like a Rorschach test, you know, when people hear what they want to hear.
I'm Arun Roth, the new host of All Things Considered from NPR News, now coming to you every weekend from NPR West in Southern California.
Weekend afternoons at 4 on Utah Public Radio.
This week on The Zesty Garden, Ton Bettis with USU Extension gives you tips on how to pick out the best of discounted bargain plants at the store. Diane Alston helps you stay cozy in your home while the bugs remain outside in the cold. Then Nancy Williams finishes up with Petals and Pros. Also, check out the Zesty Garden program page at upr.org. You'll find links on how to plant garlic, as well as a list of all the farmers' markets across the state. It's The Zesty Garden, Thursday mornings at 10 from UPR.